Social activism. One new area that is going to need sorting out is the relationship between global corporations and their own moral consciences. In the flat world with lengthy global supply chains, the balance of power between global companies and the individual communities in which they operate is tilting more and more in favor of the companies, many of them American-based. As such, these companies are going to command more power, not only to create value, but also to transmit values, than any transnational institutions on the planet. Social and environmental activists and progressive companies can now collaborate in ways that can make both the companies more profitable and the flat Earth more livable. Compassionate flatism very much seeks to promote this type of collaboration. If you think about the forces that are gobbling up biodiversity around the planet, none are more powerful than farmers. It is not that they are intending to be harmful, it is just in the nature of what they do. So how and where people farm and fish really matter to whether we preserve natural habitats and species. Conservation International, one of the biggest environmental NGOs in the world, has as its main mission preserving biodiversity. It is also a big believer in trying, when possible, to collaborate with big business, because when you bring a major global player around, it can have a huge impact on the environment. In 2002, McDonald's and Conservation International forged a partnership to use the McDonald's global supply chain, a behemoth that sucks beef, fish, chicken, pork, bread, lettuce, pickles, tomatoes, and potatoes from all four corners of the flat world, to produce not just value, but also different values about the environment. We and McDonald's looked at a set of environmental issues and said, here are the things the food suppliers could do to reduce the environmental impact at little or no cost, explained Glenn Prickett, Senior Vice President of Conservation International. McDonald's then met with its key suppliers and worked out with them and with CI a set of guidelines for what McDonald's calls socially responsible food supply. For conservationists, the challenge is how do you get your arms around hundreds of millions of decisions and decision makers involved in agriculture and fisheries who are not coordinated in any way except by the market, said Prickett. So what we look for are partners who can put their purchasing power behind a set of environmentally friendly practices in a way that is good for them, works for the producers, and is good for biodiversity. In that way, you can start to capture so many more decision makers. There is no global government authority to protect biodiversity. You have to collaborate with the players who can make a difference, and one of them is McDonald's. Conservation International is already seeing improvements in conservation of water, energy, and waste, as well as steps to encourage better management of fisheries among McDonald's suppliers. But it is still early, and one will have to assess over a period of years with comprehensive data collection whether this is really having a positive impact on the environment. This form of collaboration cannot and should never be a substitute for government rules and oversight. But if it works, it can be a vehicle for actually getting government rules implemented. Environmentalists who prefer government regulation to these more collaborative efforts often ignore the fact that strong rules imposed against the will of farmers end up being weakly enforced or not enforced at all. What is in this for McDonald's? It is a huge opportunity to improve its global brand by acting as a good global citizen. Yes, this is at root a business opportunity for McDonald's. Sometimes the best way to change the world is by getting the big players to do the right things for the wrong reasons, because waiting for them to do the right things for the right reasons can mean waiting forever. Conservation International has struck similar supply chain collaborations with Starbucks, setting rules for its supply chain of coffee farmers, and Office Depot with its supply chain of paper product providers. What these collaborations do is start to break down the walls between different interest groups, said Prickett. Normally, you would have the environmentalists on one side and the farmers on the other, and each side trying to get the government to write the regulations in the way that would serve it. Government would end up writing the rules largely to benefit business. Now, instead, we have a private entity saying, we want to use our global supply chain to do some good. But we understand that to be effective, it has to be a collaboration with the farmers and the environmentalists if it is going to have any impact, Prickett said. Advocates of compassionate flatism need to educate consumers to the fact that their buying decisions and buying power are political. Every time you as a consumer make a decision, you are supporting a whole set of values. You are voting about the barriers and friction you want to preserve or eliminate. Progressives need to make this information more easily available to consumers, so more of them can vote the right way and support the right kind of global corporate behavior.